There?
All right, there you go.
What's up, bud?
Attaboy. All right, so welcome back to the Meyer basketball. Let me start that over. Welcome back to the Meyer preseason tip-off show. We are interrupting the daily health and fitness routine of the head coach of your Cougars, Chris Grundy. Coach, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Judging by the size of my face in this picture, I think I need to get out here a little bit more often.
We might have some people vomit while watching this. It's just the way it might go, but that's the price of doing business here in 2018. So thanks for taking a couple of minutes, obviously. We had a chance a little earlier to talk to a couple of the guys, Kevin and Rohan, and the word excitement, I mean, just kept getting thrown around there. You know, for you, this is now year 14. 14, okay.
Yeah.
So on the excitement scale, take us through kind of where you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time. At the start of every season, you know, you're always excited for what could be. Obviously, with this group, you know, it's ratcheted up a little bit just because of what we've been able to do in the summer and what we've been able to do in the fall and so far in the preseason. You know, it's we had our tip-off dinner last Friday, and I was telling the people in attendance that it's crazy that we've had 11 seniors make it through all that we ask of our guys. You know, in the off season, and no need to go down that road again. We know what's asked of our guys. So I'm just excited for them. This group of 11, you know, really deserves hopefully all the accolades that are going to be coming to them late March.
So, you know, as you kind of start down another one of these journeys, just for you personally, kind of, you know, where do you fall? Like, is this like the excited part of the season? Are you on some levels thinking about it as like, oh, here we are again with the grind? Like, what are the emotions?
You know, it's very exciting. I told, again, to reference the tip-off dinner on Friday, I told everybody there that I'm definitely nervous for this season, and only nervous, and I feel a lot of pressure, but only those two things, just because I want so badly for this group to be able to put some numbers up on that banner because of how hard they've worked and all they've sacrificed and all that their families have sacrificed for this basketball family. I just really, like I said, I want them to have you know, the accolades at the end of the season, and hopefully there'll be a lot of those that accompany us at the end.
You know, your kind of mantra of what you guys are looking to accomplish, you know, in terms of how the talent matches up with some of those expectations this year, this could be the most talented team that you've had, with apologies to a lot of really, really good teams, you know,
sure,
that you've coached. That in and of itself, I would have to believe, breeds a pretty competitive atmosphere at practice.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. And, you know, and the guys that maybe not be in the, that maybe aren't in the rotation right now, they're working their butts off because they want to crack that lineup. You know, when the alumni come back, you know, you referenced all the hype that's going along with this team. And then, you know, the alumni come back, whether it's Greg Tarka or Darren Wallace or Chase Tau or Matt Remsen, and these guys come back and they play against our guys, they want nothing more than to shut them up a little bit. So it definitely creates a nice competitive atmosphere in practice, for sure.
So let's play a little word association but I will go deeper into some of the guys, but I'm going to just throw some names, and I want you to, like, in two or three words, first thing that just kind of comes to your mind.
Okay.
Rohan Prakash.
Athletically a freak. What he can do at 6'7", actually his coach, Coach Leffler from Hopkins, just texted me this morning and, you know, checking in on his guy. And, you know, there were three or four times yesterday where Roe blocked a shot or got a defensive rebound and led the fast break for us. You know, and at 6'7", should a guy be able to do that? I guess in today's basketball, some guys do, but I mean, we haven't seen a guy that tall be able to do the things that he does offensively and defensively, maybe ever, maybe since Ryan McCoy. So he's obviously a big part of what we're going to do.
And they were even different players too. I think, you know, the way that McCoy was defensively, you know, he felt like much more of a guard, you know,
yep.
or a three than anything else.
Agreed.
Kevin Vermaelt.
Leader. Kev's been, you know, I feel good for Kev. Kev's been waiting for this opportunity to be a captain and to lead this team as a senior since he got a couple spot starts as a freshman. And, you know, Coach Dunn from Gettysburg still checks in, you know, once or twice a week asking me how Kev's doing. You know, he's just like, bro, he's going to be a huge part of what we do for sure.
Riley Green.
Competitor, tough as nails. He, you know, we use the expression all the time, gym rat, but man, he just can't get enough. He, if he could play basketball 24/7, I think he would. And he's as competitive as they come. He's the one hooting and hollering in practice, in games, getting the guys going. His plus minus for us is through the roof. So, again, I sound like a broken record. Another big piece of what we're going to do this year, hopefully.
Joe Ellicone.
Unbelievable team player. Unbelievable team player is Joe Ellicone. Joe, his maturation as a player since the end of last season to where we are right now has been absolutely unbelievable. You know, there's been times this summer, this fall, in the preseason, where he's been our most valuable player on the court. What he can do at the top of the our various defenses, what he's been able to do offensively, he's been unreal, absolutely unreal.
Just a couple more. Kyle Howard.
Tough. Kyle's another one that's just a really, really tough kid. He's a tough matchup for other teams because he can play inside, he can play outside. Again, he's another one that's going to be real important to what we're trying to do defensively with our various looks, because he can defend a four or a five, but he can also defend on the perimeter as well. So, you know, he's just a tough kid. And like I said, a tough matchup on both ends.
Will Maripodi.
Family. When you think of this basketball program, I'd like to say, if you think of this basketball program and all that it encompasses, you got to think of a player like Will Maripodi, who a month before the season started came into the coach's room and said, "Hey, coach, for senior night, I just want to let you know I'm fine not starting." You know, obviously the first group that starts every night are going to be seniors, and then there's six of us that don't start. And I just want to let you know I'm fine being the guy that doesn't start on senior night. I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6 weeks before the season even starts, and that's what Will's thinking about. You don't find that every day.
Last one, and this is a guy that Matt Pogue, during the other portion of our preview show, said was the guy that he was most interested to watch, Chris Rubio.
Growing and maturing.
That's scary. He's growing.
I hope he still grows. Each and every day in practice or in scrimmages, you've seen Chris grow as a player. And again, man, he gives us that opportunity to spell Rohan at times, where it's not every day if you have a 6'7 kid that you can get him off the floor and you actually gain an inch, you know, with Chris coming in at 6'8. So he knows what we need from him this year at the offensive and defensive end, and he's been growing and maturing every day, which has been great.
11 seniors, 6 captains.
Yeah.
They're huge numbers. How is from what I can understand from the guys, it's working out how you wanted it to work out. But, I mean, certainly probably difficult decisions for you as you get into it, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, difficult, I guess, just because people are going to be like, oh, it's basketball, only 5 guys play at a time, and you have 6 captains. So, that's the only reason why it was difficult. I mean, you have six players that deserve this honor. You have six players that have led both on and off the court. And you have six guys who are more than deserving of this title. And, you know, I don't really think about, you know, who's going to perform this part of a captaincy or that part of a captaincy. These guys are great leaders, and they're going to figure it out. You know, like, they already started going out two at a time for scrimmages or three at a time for scrimmages. It's not like I had to say, all right, you two guys are going to be together. You two guys are going to be together. You two guys are going to be together. They're just – they're, you know, it helps when you grow up together and you love playing together and you love each other as people. And that's what you have with not just the six captains but the 11 seniors as a whole.
A little bit of a shakeup in the coaching staff. Matt Morgan, now the head coach of the Lady Cougs, was your varsity assistant last year. Tommy Molar's got a promotion. How's that working out for you guys?
We miss Coach Morgan for sure. You know, he did such a tremendous job for us as a coach. You know, again, just like with the players, you know, the coaches have to sacrifice a lot too. And it takes a very special group, and I've been fortunate enough to have it. It takes a special group to want to show up at the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning in July or in August. And then after that, you have camp all day, and then you got to go to a scrimmage or a summer league game or whatever. And Coach Morgan did that for us. You know, but I know that, you know, he's going to do an absolute tremendous job for the girls. I'm happy for the girls program because he's a phenomenal coach. So definitely rough to lose him, but great to be able to slide one of our own, Josh Prevost, into the freshman coaching slot. You know, Tommy is, you know, right next to me as a varsity assistant, which is phenomenal. And Coach Bassford, obviously, back for another year as our JV coach. And then I got so many guys who are willing to help out, whether it's Aaron Thomas, who showed up for our scrimmage and did our defensive execution chart, or Mike Remsen, who's still breaking down film from Pace. So we're fine, for sure. I'm very fortunate and blessed to have the support that I have.
I'm going to break with tradition for, like, one little piece of a second here because – you know, the running joke for those people who are new to the Meyer is that I always end the first interview with, "What are your goals, coach?" as if I don't understand what's going on. Okay, so I'm going to break with that tradition because we understand it's county, it's conference, it's state.
Yep.
One of the things that I've kind of admired most about your program, and as you look at coaches around different sports at different levels, it seems as though the consistency that a staff and a head coach – the more consistency, I should say, that a staff and a head coach bring to a team and a program, the more successful over the long term it can be. Your consistent goals of county, conference, and state, how much does it benefit this particular team with so much experience that it is not as though this now, because of the senior laden team and the talent laden that you have, that all of a sudden it's now new lofty goals? Like, that was it from day one and it's still it. Does that help you?
100%, because and we talk about this a lot, whether it's at practices or in the preseason. Like, there's no situation that these guys should ever face this year that is new or unusual to them, because, you know, Kevin Fremelt, three-year permanent starter and started a couple games as a freshman. Rohan, you know, got some playing time as a sophomore, started, you know, now the next 2 years. Kyle Howard played a lot as a sophomore. Joel Acone was a big part of what we did last year. Riley Green, obviously a starter last year. So the experience is through the roof with these guys. And you can't – and in high school basketball, high school athletics, I should say, I think confidence and experience is so, so valuable. You know, like Chris Raba, who's a friend of mine, head coach at Nottingham, went to the Tournament of Champions semifinals last year, does a great job down there. He told me he's super excited for our season. He loves our team. But he said, he goes, you're so blessed to have 11 seniors. Because he goes, I firmly believe that as a public school, you can't win championships unless you have seniors. And we're fortunate to have 11 great ones.
I mean, you may have just answered this question with that, but I'll ask it anyway.
Yeah.
Is this the most equipped team you have to accomplish those three goals that, since you've been the head coach?
Yeah, I would say they're right up there. You know, the 27-2 team had Kovacevic and Chase coming back as starters. You know, we had two unknowns in Miller and Wallace, but we thought that, you know, we knew that they were going to be pretty good. You know, and then you had Timmy Ernef, Greg Tarka, who started to see some playing time towards the end of that of their junior year. So we had some experience coming back, and we thought we were going to be pretty good. But as far as experience, both on and off the floor in leadership roles, this is definitely a very equipped team. Now, are we going to get the job done? You know, who knows? I'd like to think that we are, but, you know, I guess only God knows the answer to that. So we'll find out starting in a couple of days.
Coach, it is a pleasure as always, and looking forward to a lot of fun times this season.
From your mouth to God's ears, as you know I like to say. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. We'll be back with the conclusion of the Meyer boys basketball season tip-off show right after this. You're caught in the Meyer. It's the Montgomery Internet Radio Experience. All right, beautiful. So now just do me two favors. One, what's the your career record is what?
No clue.
Okay. Career wins is how many?
No clue.
Are you just saying that?
No, I honestly have no idea. Okay. Two something.
Okay, I'll look at it. You won 200 against two.
That was the game you screwed up. 200 was against Immaculata, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, that is correct. I'll just go back and count from there. That's fine. The only other thing, because I'm going to not play just this conversation, I'm going to be sprinkling in, you know, things like highlights of the players and whatever. And one of the things I want to do is I want to build a U graphic the same way that I have for the kids, like to fly it in at some point during this interview. So just either take a selfie of yourself that doesn't look like shit, or have one of the kids take a picture of you, or somebody else take a picture of you and just text it to me.
Sounds good, brother.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, later.
Bye.